This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. As of next month, millions more Americans can get coverage for mental health and substance abuse treatment. Because of changes in the law in the works since 2008, the behavioral health sector will be on more equal footing with general medical care. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains from the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia.
As the owner of the Renfrew Center, the nation's first residential treatment facility for eating disorders, Sam Menigid could teach a class on ways to persuade insurers to cover patients. But even with all his savvy, Menigid still loses plenty of business.
Renfrew turns away at least 40% of those patients who are referred to us because it's prohibited under their policies.
But Menigid thinks the denial days may be ending.
I'm already investigating other cities to open in lower levels of care, but also residential care.
If you're in the behavioral health business, 2014's a defining moment. First, you've got the Affordable Care Act, which opens up service to all the uninsured. It also requires most plans to include mental health and substance abuse services. And the University of Maryland's Howard Goldman says out-of-pocket spending, deductibles, and copays is on par with what a patient would spend on general medical care.
It means that millions more people will be able to seek services in the private sector and have those services covered, and covered in a way that will not cause them to become bankrupted.
More patients with better access to care has providers and investors humming. Here are some numbers. 1 in 4 Americans has a diagnosable mental disorder, including individuals with addiction. About 40 million people are expected to get improved access to mental health and substance abuse services by 2016. With a market like that, it's no wonder Wall Street has started sniffing around, says Mark Koval.
There is a huge investment in health care, and mental health has been on the sidelines. Today, we're seeing investors look at this part of health care very differently.
Koval is president of the National Association of Psychiatric Health Systems. He expects providers to plow new money back into their businesses and find ways to make services more affordable and attractive for insurers. Make no mistake, these new financial opportunities represent behavioral health's coming out party. And NYU Dean Sherry Gleed says that makes therapy and addiction less like dirty words.
We've deinstitutionalized, in some sense, stigma. We've taken it out of our insurance institutions. Whether we can take it out of our social institutions remains to be seen, but it's definitely a big step forward.
Gleed says in today's world, mental health is just another condition, and there's room to make money off it, just like every other health condition. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.